I often wonder how a young girl who was a virgin was so willing to say yes to a complete stranger who just happened to be an angel. Were angel sightings so common back then that it wasn't unusual? Or have we become so jaded in the world we live in now that we can't even comprehend a visit from an angel? But she said yes. Yes to conceiving a child, even though she was not married and still a virgin. She said yes. Even when she was told that this child would be the Son of God, she said yes. In the world we live in today, we find it difficult saying yes. Can you help me with the parish event? Well, let me think about it. I'll get back with you. Can you volunteer at our school? I think I'm busy that weekend. Can you donate some money for our upcoming function? No, not today. We hesitate saying yes to people we know. So saying no to a complete stranger comes fairly easy, without hesitation. Even after hearing a complete stranger telling her that her barren cousin, Elizabeth, shall conceive a son in her old age, because nothing is impossible for God, she responded, "May it be done to me according to your word." She said yes. We don't know what angels or strangers are lurking in our midst. Would we be willing to say no to God if we knew who he was? I don't think so. But when a homeless person asks for help, it is our job to judge his circumstances and question why he is begging and then tell them no. I can't help you. When we are asked to give up our precious weekends off to help someone, we are quick to come up with an excuse as to why we can't do it. A young girl who was a virgin said yes to a complete stranger to do the will of God. As we prepare for the coming of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, what are you willing to say yes to?